Hi everybody, welcome to Daiquiri Education Office Hours. I am Drew Minock, I'm a 4D Education Evangelist at Daiquiri. And during the next half hour, we are going to be discussing how to use 4D in education, some questions, we'll be answering some questions that educators have submitted, and sharing a couple of examples that have been already created using 4D Studio for Education. Joining me is my other 4D Education Evangelist.
Hey everybody, it's Brad Wade. Nice to have you here today. And as Drew said, about once a month we'll be doing this. This will be your place to connect with us for 4D Studio and Daiquiri questions. We'll be focusing on experiences, how people are using it in the classroom, and then questions you may have. We have a place where you can go in and questions get sent to us. We'll be addressing some of the more common questions, but we'll also be addressing specific questions that you have sent to us so we can work through the 4D Studio experience with everyone. So we're going to talk about 4D Studio and hopefully share some examples and then answer questions that you may have. So we're glad that you're joining us today.
Absolutely. So for those of you who are joining us that are unsure of what 4D Studio is, it is a powerful creation platform that allows you to create your own augmented reality, or as we call it, 4D, which is a combination of augmented reality and some other powerful technologies that are added to it. So if you are an educator or a student or an administrator, somebody that works in education, you can go to daiquiri.com, click on Daiquiri 4D Studio at the top, and then scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you'll see the education application, or it's a button to apply. So just fill out a quick application, tell us how you're going to use it, give us just some basic information so we can get back in contact with you, and then there's a couple of people that go through and we just look at the applications to see if people are using it for education or if there are other people that are not in education that are applying. So we kind of determine it that way, and then once you are approved, you'll receive an email to create your 4D Studio for Education account, and then you'll also get an email to join us on Mondays for a weekly webinar. So not only do you get a hands-on walkthrough webinar with Brad and I, but you'll also have an opportunity to submit your questions on our blog as well as live. And we love when people share things with us, and we're looking for examples to constantly share and possibly even join us live. Right, Brad?
That's right. Yeah, we'd like to hear from educators that are using it, and we'd love to have you join us live sometime. We were just down in Florida. We just got back from Florida working with a school called Winter Park, the ninth grade campus there. It was a great group of staff. Wouldn't you say it was a great staff, Drew?
Man, they were awesome. They really were. They really dove into the tool and started creating right away.
And the cool thing is, you know, we went down there. Winter Park is one of our flagship schools, and it was a very unique situation because, and I've already been interviewed and asked about this, what was different about that experience? Well, one thing that's different, and how I explained it, is when Drew and I go all over the world, most times we're presenting and we're doing the show and augmented reality and things, and people come to see us. They come to our sessions. They want to see what's going on. They're familiar. This was a different setting because this was a whole staff. The staff, they have professional development every Wednesday.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's great. Every Wednesday they have professional development, and then they had a special professional development with us on Thursday. Each staff member was half day. Well, the cool thing is it was the entire group. Well, that way you get people who are excited, people who are not too excited, and it was truly amazing because I got some great pictures of the entire staff working on the computers. Every staff member that was on 4D Studio account was creating. They were able to create during our time with them. And that was the most profound thing, is that every single person was on board by the time they learned the tool, and they made some amazing experiences. I'm still amazed, and I know you are too, Drew, that we're still getting emails and tweets, not only from staff about their targets, we're getting tweets from the students.
Yes, which is the coolest part.
That was so cool. We went into classrooms and we did some demos with students. We got to see what the teachers had created. And so we already shared with them, you know, learn in 4D was the hashtag. And so when they use that, they also tag us. So we're still seeing stuff from teachers and students about how it's truly transforming the learning. And that was pretty powerful, wouldn't you say, Drew?
It was absolutely powerful. And thank you, Stuart Parker, for agreeing with us. He just tweeted, yes, we are awesome at Winter Park. So, you know, I'm glad that you agree. And keep doing what you're doing down there, because it's exciting stuff, and you're definitely having an impact on learning. And not only the learning, but the experiences that your students have.
So Drew, one thing I want to say to people who are watching this now and people who will watch this later is that even though you may not be a flagship school with us that we're working hand in hand and on the ground with, you can definitely be a part of this. First thing you do is apply for the 4D Studio account, and then we'll go through it. And then once you get your application through and you get all your approvals, set it up and start using this. You'll have access to all of Daiquiri's resources, including us, because it's just that powerful. We want you to be a part of this movement to truly move education forward. Once you see the power and the change, the true change in your classroom, when you use it with students, and not only will you be using it in time, it's possible students will be creating with it. They can have access to it. They can apply for a free account. And we've already seen students doing some really cool stuff that I know Drew's students did some cool things last year, and we've seen some students great things as we speak. So even if we're not on the ground with you at your school, you can still be a part of it with us and with Daiquiri, working in this platform, this medium of augmented reality.
And that's the exciting thing, is that, you know, there are so many educators, especially last week when we were in Winter Park, that, you know, normally they just think it's so difficult, or they wouldn't consider themselves techie, right, or very good with technology. And they were able to just jump right in and start creating. And that's why we call it augmented reality made easy, because it allows you to just jump right in and start creating experiences with just an awesome user interface and drag and drop. And it just makes it so much fun once you see what you create and then the students' reactions. It's just, it's priceless. And some of the reactions that we got last week, whew, man, it was funny.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing, because they're very genuine reactions, and you will never forget the first time you give your students that experience. Whether you've been teaching 1 year, 10 years, 20, 25 years. I've been teaching 14 years, and I started this about 2 years ago, and I'll never forget the first time I shared it with my students, and it not only made an impact on them, made an impact on me, and I have not been the same teacher since. I've been a much better teacher and educator ever since I had the experience myself.
Yeah, it kind of inspires you, right? It inspires you to create a whole new medium of communication and way of learning, and that's the exciting part. So let's dive into some of the questions that we've received.
Okay.
A question that we often get is, you know, someone's applied for an app, 4D Studio for Education account, but they have not received notification, or they've not received an email to create their account, something along those lines. So definitely be looking for an email from Daiquiri 4D Studio. Look in your spam folder, and it should talk about a new dimension to ideas. So we've had several people find it in their spam folder once they go back and look. And we go in several times a day and check through and read through applications. So we're constantly approving people and getting educators on board. So if you've applied and you do not see an email in the first 48 hours, definitely start digging through your email and see, because it should probably be there if you're definitely going to be using it to impact education.
Awesome. And then I've got one right here that said, what browser do you recommend to be working in for 4D Studio?
Yeah, I use Safari. That's, you know me, I'm an Apple slappy and I'm a fanboy, and I just use Safari. But it works on all browsers. That's the great thing about it. It's, you know, it's web-based, and everything you publish in the web-based creation platform goes right to the Daiquiri application for others to view. And there's no channels, nothing to follow. No additional steps, just download the Daiquiri app and have fun with your learning experience.
Yeah, I prefer either in Safari or Chrome. Those seem to be the two that work the best, you know, for me, as far as just being more seamless and, more in real time. So that was a great question. I know we experienced this firsthand, not only for ourselves, but when we're working with staff. So that's a good question.
Absolutely. Okay, this one is from Ann Brenoff. Are there any targets for teaching math or history? Well, that's a good question, Ann. And there's no pre-created targets for you inside of 40 Studio, but it's what you create and the experiences that you want to create. So there are educators out there that have created things for math, like mini lessons and things like that. And I know there's definitely been educators creating things for all subjects. So the two examples we're going to show you today is, I would say, what, it's ninth grade history and ninth grade science.
Yeah, so, those were two awesome ones that were created while we were there last week. One was being created while we sat in our workshop working with them and was put back into the classroom either later that afternoon or the next day. We saw it. We went into one classroom, and a student goes, "Oh, Mr. So-and-so is doing this. Look, took a picture of it." And I took a picture of it on his phone, which was really cool. All right, I have a question from Steve. Said, are we limited to the number of chapters we can use?
Oh, great question. There used to be a limit of 8 chapters, but now that has been updated to where there is a limitless number of chapters. And just to jump on that, what is the chapter system? How would you explain that to somebody who doesn't know what the chapter system is, Brad?
Well, the chapter system, you know, it's great. Like, you know, there's a few different ways to think of it. One thing of it is just storytelling. You know, we talked about this in our webinar yesterday. The chapter gives you like another landing point. So like an example that Drew was doing yesterday, he had a target of tourist attractions in New York City. The cool thing is he put a button on each one of those. So say one button was over the Statue of Liberty. They click on that, it goes to, let's just say, Chapter 3. Well, Chapter 3 is all about Statue of Liberty. Then you can go back to that main target again and have another button over the Brooklyn Bridge. Well, you click on that button, maybe it takes you to Chapter 4. And Chapter 4 is all about the Brooklyn Bridge. And so on. It gives you a way to tell a story and share specific information about that content. You know, you can think about, like, if there's people who've been around a while programming with HyperCards, you can look at it almost like how you can manage a nonlinear PowerPoint. So it can be linear, but it can be nonlinear. It can be to the experience of the user. So say kids are going to do research, and this is all the information. You know, one will go to the Statue of Liberty, one may go to the Brooklyn Bridge, and so on and so on. It's a great way to lay out an experience, and we like to use the chapter system and view it as like storytelling. And, you know, there's a lot of power in stories, and that's one of Dacre's beliefs is, you know, a storytelling idea and way to share experiences.
Absolutely. And it's such a powerful feature to create that layered experience in such an easy way. It just makes the whole experience that much more engaging and impactful. So,
And when you're using the platform, right up there on the top, you'll see the number 1, 2, and so on, the little plus. You can just hit the plus, and it'll give you more chapters, you know, more landing pages, if you will, to work and use your experience. And then down at the bottom right, you know, when you put the buttons in, it'll say go to Chapter 1, go to Chapter 3, go to Chapter 5, and you know that page is all about a very specific content that you may be working on. So it's a great system. It keeps it well organized. I like the way it's organized. It keeps my brain straight, and it's a very good, complete tool. So we love the chapter system.
Yes, we do. The next question that we have is, let's see, which one have we got here? It kind of just goes off of what you're talking about. How do I use launch buttons?
Oh, yeah.
What launch buttons do is that's what they do. You add a launch button, and every single launch button must have an image that goes with it. Which many people, that's some of the issues that people have run into, that they don't know that every launch button needs an image that goes with it. So that helps you navigate back and forth between the chapter systems, or it's like an interactive touch point that takes you to a URL or a different experience.
Yeah, and I love down at the bottom right, there's like a, looks like a chest of drawers sort of, and that's where the pre-created launch buttons are. I believe there's 8 in there. The first 2 are forward and backwards arrows. I would guess those are 2 of the most commonly used just because you do a lot of forward and back, and it gives you an idea of where they're going. And another great thing is, and Drew does a great job of this in the webinar each week, is you want to name your buttons when you do it, so you have an idea of what they're going to do, what the purpose of the button is. And so if you don't have an image, use those ones that are already created. You'll see those in the file cabinet, if you will. There's also the Twitter, you know, there's Twitter, Facebook, the URL link, and so on. So it's a nice way to have already created buttons that have been created by Daiquiri and put in the studio for you, if you're not ready or don't have another image for your launch buttons.
Excellent. So another question that we have here is, what age group do you recommend using 4D or 4D Studio with? And I would say that there really isn't. I wouldn't limit it to a grade level or an age. Because I think that 4D definitely impacts all learning, from children to all the way up to adults.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'd say, teaching third grade, teaching fourth grade, I know students in our classes could use them. So really, I would not, like you just said, Drew, I wouldn't cap it of a certain age or anything. Mm-hmm. I think a student is pretty proficient on the computer. I mean, if they can do Minecraft and things like that and do...
Which we know most can.
Yeah, exactly. I guess if you feel like you think they could work on a PowerPoint, I think that'd be a very good gauge. If you think, yeah, I would give them a PowerPoint project, I think this would fall right along the lines. It's even more powerful, but it's laid out in a manner that a student could figure out and navigate pretty easily. So... Well, I agree that I would not put a limit on the age of the students to use it. So that's a great question.
Absolutely. So what I want to do now, Brad, is I want to show some of the experiences that we've that have already been created by educators inside of 4D Studio. And just to give people just a little bit of an idea, I think it'll really help people kind of visualize what others are doing.
I think it's a great idea, and I know I've already been just floored by just the targets we've got from the teachers we're working with in the last week. And hopefully this is just a ripple effect. You know, the more and more we do this, the more teachers we can get involved in on 4D Studio, they'll share back with us, and then we're building quite a community of change, a community of change agents to transform the way we educate kids. So let's share what we got, Drew. I'm looking forward to it. There are some amazing things.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to show you, this is an example that a teacher created in Winter Park last week. So as you see, as I scan this, come up different launch buttons. Okay, and it looks like we got it sideways here, so let's turn it here. Okay. So now when I touch the letter A, it zooms in on that part and then gives specific information about that part of the DNA. The cell. Pretty awesome. Attached the whole cell. So then I just have to touch it and go back, and I can go in and learn about the next part of the cell with different questions that are embedded into it. I think it's awesome how she actually zoomed in on that part and added that into the experience.
I was just going to say that, Drew. I thought that was a clever use. That was great. So that way, when the information comes up and covers the image, you've got the enlarged, which they'll be able to see in just a second, keep that up, the enlarged graphic there to see exactly what they're talking about. So I'll stop talking. When I stop, you'll see the picture of the red arrows right there zooming into what the ribosome she's talking about.
Yeah, and that's a cool feature that she did inside of, I believe she used PowerPoint, that she drew the arrows to really even give the kids a better idea of exactly what she was talking about. Very cool. And this teacher is, again, someone who didn't really consider herself that techie and went home and created this the night after we sat down with her. I mean, it was just awesome.
Yeah, it was absolutely a powerful story, and we've got so many just from this one building. So so share this with Drew. Tell what you're looking at.
Oh, this is Ulysses Travels. Odysseus's Travels, I'm sorry. Odysseus's Travels. And so all across the map are different touch points of events that the teacher wanted the students to explore. So I can touch the other map and it will come up and it tells me exactly what each letter is, or what number it is, and then you can see the button at the bottom, click to return. That's a button that he, not a pre-created one, but one he actually created himself, which is awesome. It pops back up, and then if I touch a certain spot, it will launch the web page to learn more information about it. So awesome.
Yeah, this was the one we referenced that he was working on this while we were in session with him.
He created this in the morning with us, and then went in the afternoon and used it with his students.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, and just a reminder, this is a teacher who has all the other responsibilities and the typical background. This is not a 3D modeler. This is not an animator. This is not a professional graphic designer. This is an educator with kids in a classroom, just like we're all familiar with, and able to create that kind of experience on 4D Studio. You know, just one short story about the culinary teacher. Culinary teacher came in. I don't know if he thought he was going to be able to do anything, but it was pretty impressive, pretty amazing, because by the time he was done working in the studio, he had augmented a full poster and had so many touch points on there about beef. It was like a poster about beef, cuts of meat and things. And it was cool because at the end we said, hey, if anybody has targets they want to share with us, we put our email up, and they said, we said, just send it to us. He was the first person who stood up and talked to me, said, I just sent you my target. I want you to take a look at it. And those kind of stories are just so powerful because, like I mentioned, these are teachers like all of us in the classroom that we...
And on their first time using it. I think Brad froze real quick. So while we're figuring out and he hopefully gets unfrozen here, we're going to go ahead and I want to show you another example that it...
Difficulties. Just put a little time in it. It's amazing.
Oh, I'm glad you're back, Brad.
Oh, what?
Oh, you totally froze. You did it on my end anyway.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you one more example, and this is from Stuart Parker, to where he created this map, and it comes up with the launch buttons, and then depending on which launch button I touch, it brings up that specific map, so that way the kids can explore all these different maps and learn all about physical features, economic activity, climate zones, all with one map. Now it's turned into six. So awesome.
Very awesome. That's great stuff.
Yeah, well done, Stuart.
Absolutely. So, Drew, am I back? Can you hear me?
Yes. Welcome. Okay.
All right. Well, I know we're getting ready to wrap up. This has been Daqri's First Office Hours. This is Educators' Opportunity to Connect with Us, and we love showcasing your work. We love getting the feedback. We love answering the questions, because we believe in this powerful tool that is free to educators, and we believe in the difference that you're making in the classroom. We're here to support you. Not only Drew and I, but the Daqri family believes in this, and we're here to support educators to truly transform education. And that's why we're out there. That's why we have as many touch points with people as we can. We get on our soapbox whenever we can, because it's truly something powerful, and we believe in it. And I'm thrilled we get the opportunity to work with all these educators.
Absolutely. And so thanks to everyone that's joined us or that watched us later on. If you do have questions, please use the form that's below to type those up, and we'll try and get back to you. Our next office hours, I believe, is the 23rd of October, which is going to be a really exciting time. It's going to be at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll also discuss what some of the other educators when we travel to our flagship schools in South Berwyn, Chicago, Frankfurt International School in Germany, work with the Stephen Pierce Foundation over in Cambridge, England. It's just going to be very exciting. So definitely tune back in for that. And please share what you're creating with the hashtag LearnIn4D. And we're just excited to see how you can bring a whole new dimension to ideas.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Have a great week and keep making a difference, everyone.